The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The atmosphere for the Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam, in Samarra was very, very much precarious because of this, you know, restrictions put on them, more so because, remember, Banu Abbas are branch of Banu Hashim. There is a difference between Banu Umayyah, which is completely different. But when you look at Banu Abbas, they are part of the Banu Hashim. You know, there were three brothers, Abdullah, the father's, the Prophet's father, Abu Talib, Amir al-Mu'minin's father, and then Abbas. Abbas, they are all three brothers. Abbas is the ancestor of Banu Abbas. Although Abbas had nothing to do with what the descendants did later on, but this shows they were all part of this Banu Hashim clan. And this is where we come to realize that they were very much familiar with some of the predictions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made about his descendants. They were very much, very well familiar with the idea of Al-Mahdi. They also had, you know, pretty good idea about the timing of the birth of the last Savior. And this is where you see this insistence on them to bring the Imams, the letter Imams, closer to themselves. You know, whether it's in Qazimain you see in Baghdad, or you are talking about the situation in Samarra, so that they can keep an eye on them. Just as Fir'aun, according to the information given to him by the scholars of the time, that, you know, the person who is going to destroy your kingdom is going to be born now. And we know what he did with Bani Israel at that time. Similar situation was there during the days of Mutawakkil and later on in Samarra. And this is where we see that, you know, restrictions are there. Even the 11th Imam, during his short time of Imamat, there was a time where he was required to make his presence, you know, in the court of the minister or the Khalifa once a week, just to make sure he's in town. Not only that, it was a way of even humiliating the Imam. And that was actually one of those days where those who wanted to see him or try to get close to him, or at least they can have a word with him, would be on that day when he is supposed to go to the court of the Khalifa or the minister of the time. And so the challenges were there. You know, we're talking about the era of Ghaybat coming very close now. And the problem was not only from outsiders. Unfortunately, they were even from insiders also. And we shouldn't be surprised. We're talking about Ismat is only for the Imams. They are Masoom. Doesn't mean that everyone else there is also Masoom. You know, one of the challenges that especially our 11th Imam faced was from his own brother by the name of Ja'far bin Ali al-Taqi al-Hadi. Ja'far is a younger brother of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had this aspiration, you know, idea of becoming the leader of the Shias. And he knew he is not. He doesn't have any legitimacy on this issue of becoming an Imam. And yet he is trying. He gets closer to the Khalifa of the time, Mu'tamid Billah, the Abbasid Khalifa of the 11th Imam's time, his Imamat. And he's trying to get support from them in order to project himself as the Imam of the Shias. There is one conversation very interesting, will show you the challenge that the Imam faced from inside, as well as the greatness of the Imam preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day Ja'far bin Ali al-Hadi goes to Mu'tamid Billah and he says, you know, why don't you declare and appoint me as the Imam of the Shias after my brother? So he knows it cannot be that, you know, Imam Hasan Askari is to be replaced. He's saying, okay, let him be, but why doesn't the government make an announcement that I will be the next Imam? Even a Mu'tamid, an enemy like Mu'tamid Billah, realized this is a very outrageous, you know, a plan that he's talking about. And he put him down. Look at the words he says. He says, اعلم إن منزلة أخيك لم تكن بنا. He says to Ja'far, you should know that the status of your brother is not because of us. We didn't make him the Imam. وإنما كانت بالله عز وجل. That the status that your brother Hassan al-Askari has, this is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we made him the Imam. وَكُنَّا نَجْتَهِدْ فِي حَتِّ مَنْزِلَتِهِ وَالْوَعْظُ مِنْهُ. And we tried everything to bring his status down, to put him down. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ يَعْبَى إِلَّا أَنْ يَزِيدُهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ رِفْعَةً بِمَا كَانَ فِيهِ. He says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided that he is going to elevate the status of your brother every day. So even an enemy, you know, like Mu'tamid Billah, realizes that this is not in our hand. You know, you're asking me to make you the Imam. He says, no, this your brother has that status. It is elevated every day more by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِمَا فِيهِ مِنَ السِّيَانَةِ وَحُسْنِ السَّمْتِ وَالْعِلْمِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ. It's because of his purity in character, because he is in the right direction, because of the knowledge that he has been blessed with, and because of his ibadat and the acts of worship that he does. Of course, such people are going to be at the even more deeper trouble on the day of Qiyamah. If you know all this about him, why don't you just follow him? You know, he's talking about the status of the Imam which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says further, he says to Ja'far, إِن كُنْتَ عِنْدَ الشِّيعَةِ أَخِيكَ بِمَنْزِلَتِهِ فَلَا هَاجَةَ بِكَ إِلَيْنَا. If you really have this potential and qualities and status in the eyes of the Shia community, then you don't need me. People wouldn't accept you. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيكَ مَا كَانَ فِي أَخِيكَ. And if you don't have the qualities and the status that your brother has among the community, لَمْ يَغْنِ عَنْكَ فِي ذَلِكَ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is going to help you in this plan that you have.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.